Good morning, everyone. I'm watching the group populate here. Everyone's gathering. So nice to see everyone's name here and some of your pictures. So let's settle into your quiet, sacred space, and we'll enjoy beautiful grounding and blessing by the nature spirits and the celestial beings together. So take a few deep breaths, let yourself relax, take the time to breathe and settle. So this is the second Spirit Heal Foundations class that I'm offering this year. There will be five of them that are free, and everyone's welcome to them. I do need people to sign up so that we know we don't max out the Zoom limit. So everyone's welcome. So you can share the information with people. And the recording will be on the Spirit Heal website page with the class description. So that also is available free to anyone who wants to click on that page and listen to the last recording in February and to today's recording and to future recordings. As you realize, we are in a very potent transformational time. And some of it's not so fun, some of it's really exciting from the spiritual light point of view. So it's really nice to support each other in our sacred circle and have our own celestial light shared in a powerful way. So the Spirit Heal Institute was founded over 30 years ago, and it was founded as an educational place and also a spiritual space. It's a portal. So we don't often think of organizations or institutes as more than its organizational definition. But when Spirit Heal Institute was founded, it was graced and blessed by the celestial beings to be a space that holds the light and is a portal to our magnificence. And we really are discovering these days just how magnificent the human being is. You know, every day there's some kind of NASA puts out some kind of thing. Oh, we found another planet. We found another star. We found another nebula. And some of those are circulating right in our own Milky Way galactic system. Some are billions of light years away. But some of these things are just circulating right around us, and they've never seen them before. They didn't have the instruments to be able to see them. So the celestial bodies are existing in domains that have been outside of the technological ability to view them. And now that the tech has expanded, they're finding out there's all kinds of stuff circulating in our planetary system. The same thing is happening to us. With the amount of transmission that's coming through to spiritually elevate and open our heightened senses, we are now getting access to so much more of who we are. The greater bandwidth of our ability to is just expanding exponentially these days. So revelations and insights about your past, why you've done things that you did, what you hope to do, discoveries about the passion and awe within your being, they're all starting to come to light. And this is just the beginning. And I think this is the first time in my life I wish I could live another 1,000 years to watch what's going to happen on this planet. But the most important thing is to realize that while we do have some challenges on the earth plane and everything is very chaotic during this time, that if we do find our center, there, that we have this beautiful place within to find our safety, find our clarity, restore our confidence, find our relational ability with the natural world, with the cosmic world, and with our fellow humans. But it all has to come from within. It has to start from within and then generate outward from a higher frequency space. So today we will activate the sacred circle. Everyone will feel and experience themselves as participants in the sacred circle. And we will go through a deep grounding, clearing, healing that will benefit everyone. And you are a participant in the sacred circle. You're collaborating with the celestial beings, the light beings, and the light of your being all coming together to create a beautiful field and flow that embraces us all and sets, contributes to the higher frequencies of our planetary existence. Now, I do have a new class starting this Monday night. Called Free Up Sacred Space, Support for Spiritual Transformation. As most of you know, or maybe if you've been on my website, you see that I have a continuous stream of Monday night classes that go for 6 sessions each from January to December. And these Monday night classes are wonderful to return to each week so that you can clear ground, restore yourself. And I have topics listed for every session, and we do attend to the topics. We do learn about what I am guided to title the class, but there is the underlying continuity of grounding, refreshing, clearing, healing, and expansion that happens in each class. And, if you can't attend one of the classes in a session, they're all recorded. There's transcripts and outlines provided. And so you have the resource no matter what. So you might want to look into that if you've not attended any of these sessions. It starts this Monday, so you need to sign up pretty quick. And then there will be a June solstice meditation that'll be free and open to everyone. So that'll be on the calendar soon. And I've just finally completed setting up week-long retreat in Costa Rica for October 27th through November 2nd. And that's a Sunday to a Saturday. And that retreat is going to be a place to reclaim yourself after this year, And if you're in the United States, just prior to the elections, but it's going to be a very spacious retreat. In other words, you're going to have group sessions in the sacred circle, and I'll have a theme for the retreat. And also, we're going to be on sacred land with streams and forests, and you'll have time to sleep, to lay on the ground, to talk to a tree, to take hikes in the woods, in the forest, and be nourished with beautiful, beautiful food. So I actually just completed the arrangements for it yesterday, so it might take me about a week or so to get the information up on the website. But there's a limit of 18 people on this retreat. And if you can't attend that retreat, I also have Zoom retreats. There's one at the end of August, and those are a Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5 Zoom retreats that are also very powerful. So that's what's coming up for Spirit Heal. So, does anyone have any questions or comments they'd like to share right now? You can unmute yourself and express yourself right now if you'd like. Okay. So let's begin. And we begin by, again, becoming quiet and coming back to yourself. What is coming back to yourself? It means you start to become aware of yourself sitting, breathing, feet on the floor, your attention back to yourself. Now, if you're like me, my attention's always outward, spanning the globe and the cosmos sometimes. So I actually have to consciously bring my awareness back to my breath, to my body, feel myself sitting on the chair, and then come inward to my breath, to sensing that I'm taking up my space and place in this magnificent body we were blessed with and created. And I should mention that you don't have to listen to me. I will be guiding this verbally, but if you find yourself going into some deep space or journeying somewhere different than what I'm guiding, please go ahead and do that. If you fall asleep, have a beautiful sleep. It'll be very restorative, and you can listen to the recording and find out what happened once it's posted. Okay. My goal is always to have you discover more and more of your power, your light, your center. To realize that you are the soul light of the divine. And to engage that, activate it, initiate it as the center of your being. And the center of all you do in life. So give yourself some credit for being here in your body at this moment and allow yourself to know your own divinity. It's not your ego that's knowing this. It's your spiritual intuitive intelligence that knows this. You're knowing it so that you can ignite it. You're not knowing it so that you can show it off to someone else. I hope you're sitting with your feet on the ground. The reason we do this is so that we can get a better flow of chi from the earth and our connection with Mother Earth. And that is the disconnection from Mother Earth is the primary illness of our culture, disease process of our culture. We are meant to be connected to her every single second. And we are meant to allow the intelligence of Mother Earth to inform our body, our mind, our emotions, and to connect us to our celestial being, the light, Father, Son, Source. By connecting with Mother Earth, she takes us into our wholeness. We become the round, infinite, global consciousness that she is. And allowing ourselves to be informed by her and by this sparkling intelligence, which is also the Kundalini in our root chakra, we are guided to shift our thoughts, to shift our thinking and feeling to be the same as hers. So, what would your life be like if you allowed yourself to be grounded in the heart of the mother and allowed everything that you wanted to do, think, and be to be sparked by her intelligence and aligned in harmony with the divine energies? You would be a walking, talking, enlightened being. All those fears and anxieties would dissolve into her heart, and she would say to you, "Align with me, take in my heart energy, become one with me, and you will feel safe, and you will have wisdom, like I have wisdom, and you will grow your spirit seed from my heart instead of from all the conditioning." And disconnected thinking that surrounds you. This is the goal of the sacred circle. Now, the conditioning is so strong that we need to be reminded over and over and over again to come back to ourselves and our connections with Mother Earth, the heart of the mother. And so we begin not with the energies above our head, but with the energies connected through our feet. Now, this is a synthesis of the training I received from Peruvian shamans, Taoist teachers, and Sufi teachers. But all three of those trainings that I received and was acknowledged as a teacher in those systems, traditions, came after my initiation by Mother Earth. And I arrived here connected to my light community of beings who helped keep me connected without losing that connection until a major initiation I had with Mother Earth when I was 19. She started speaking to me directly, telepathically, and also through my body and through the energy field. And since that day, I have been guided by her and am always hoping to help people recognize her and be able to reconnect within themselves to this infinite source of physical being, love, strength, power that helps us in our daily lives. It's not just for sitting and meditating, it's to be connected every single second. So, as you lower down into your being, feeling your seat on your chair, and let yourself feel heavy. And invite your lower back to soften and release. Let your knees spread open. Adjust your posture to be more comfortable. Breathe into the length of your body, all the way into your toes. Gently, kindly. If your mind feels a little forceful, soften it up. Bring more love to the mind that is guiding you. Imagine that you can actually adjust your mind to be softer and kinder and more loving. So, as we each shift, the energy of the circle is harmonizing, starting to clear and cleanse all of us. Because we do each bring all of the stuff from our lives into the circle, and we're meant to. And we have an opportunity to clear and cleanse and heal. The energy starts circulating with Mother Earth, it's cleansed and returned back to us. Like when the trees breathe out oxygen and we take in their oxygen and we breathe out carbon dioxide and they take in our carbon dioxide, we are in reciprocal flow with everything. We tend to look at Earth life is polarized, but that's a static view of it. When you have two poles, they're actually flowing back and forth. Picture the infinity sign. There's a flow there. They're not static. They're not opposites. They're dynamic supporters of each other. That's reciprocal. So we're not in conflict with opposites. We're in harmonic dynamism with all that exists, and we're supported all the time when we can return to this reciprocal flow. And reciprocal flow always generates more reciprocal flow and higher, lighter, brighter awareness, consciousness, health, and love. So, in this magnificent world that we are in right now, we have access to amazing experiences that we were meant to have. And we've gone through some very low energy, dense periods on the planet that makes us forget this. But it's a time for remembering now. And shifting your attention from positive, negative, black, white, polar opposites into reciprocal flow and harmony. It's accessible. If you remind yourself of that at any moment during your life, it will change what's available to you in the moment. It'll change what you're thinking, how you're feeling, how your body's feeling. It will let in the light. It'll let in the hope. It'll let in possibilities. Okay, so let's bring our awareness down through our legs into our calf muscles. And we're going to invite the calf muscles to open up and release, soften. This is, and everyone who has been in a class with me knows I say this every time, the calf muscles are the greatest indicator of your stress level, so, or tension level. So the first place you really want to go to reduce tension is to soften the calf muscles. So even if you have tension in your neck and shoulders and chest, the first place you want to go is the calf muscles. There are a lot of meridians that flow through those calf muscles. They are the first muscles that fire when you go into fight flight. So, there's, the story of the saber-toothed tiger chasing the caveman, and that they had to know how to flee and be in fight flight. I'm not sure that's a realistic, true scenario anymore, but it is true that the minute we go into fear, anxiety, depression, tension, those are the first muscles to fire, and they would help us run away from danger. So, the first place you want to go when you're tense and stressed out is down to the calf muscles. And you can even talk to them and say, you know what? I feel like I'm not safe. I feel like I'm in danger. And I realize I really am not. I might be in my nervous system, but I really don't need to run anywhere right now. And so I'm giving you permission to soften and relax. You don't have to protect me. And then I will begin attending to my fears and anxieties by attending to a greater flow, to attending to my nervous system that doesn't feel emotionally safe, or my thoughts that scared me. I will start attending to them once I can breathe again, once I can feel comfortable in my body again. And you can imagine the calf muscles with different colors. Just see what comes up for you. Do they want to talk to you? Do they want to shine, bring light in? Do they sing? Do they smell? See what sense you can connect to them with. And so this is a direct way to transition into a more relaxed whole state. And then we come down to the soles of our feet and directly under the arch is a chakra center. And just say hi to the one on the right foot and hello to the one on the left foot. And allow them to come alive through your awareness. And your breathing will start to even out, lower down, become more full as you open this flow and your energy begins connecting with Mother Earth. You might imagine roots going down into the earth, a taproot going down into the earth. You might be aware of the magnetism. Whatever sensation you're having, allow it to be, allow it to guide you. And it's very typical that one side would feel more energetically alive than the other because we live in the belief that things are polarized, right, left, top down, black, white. And so when we have that overarching concept, our bodies fall in line with it. And we, there's all the talk about the right and left hemispheres of the brain and the nervous system, etc. And from our more revealed perspective, we find out that it's really a fragmented perspective and that we shouldn't stop there. That our being will always draw us towards integration and harmony if we allow it. So we need to shift the overarching concept into harmony and flow and reciprocity instead of conflict, polarized, stagnant beliefs. In the Peruvian shamanic system, the only law they have is the law of reciprocity. It is the primary umbrella of the entire shamanic system. gives you an entirely different worldview. So let's practice that for a moment here. Let's say you're feeling frustrated or you can't feel everything that you want to feel right now. Come back to the idea of reciprocity, of flow. Change your fear of belief. And maybe you come to an acceptance of where you are instead of fighting it. Maybe you sense and feel in an entirely different way. Maybe just the relief of knowing you don't have to fight helps shift you. And take a few deeper breaths and just imagine that sense of harmony and reciprocity in a sphere around you, nourishing you. Enlivening you, replenishing you. And with a little more space, a little more breath, become aware of your feet again. And then that will expand into a sense of maybe wholeness, completeness, peacefulness, flow, regeneration. But it's taken you out of the separation. And we're allowing our bodies to replenish with this vital energy first, because we pretty much live in an exhausted state all the time. We use our minds to take us through life, and then when the mind runs out of energy, and it is a limited source of energy, then that's when discomfort, disease, and distortion set in. So we're allowing ourselves to be revitalized here. We're going to sit here for a little bit because you need the fuel. You need to be vital to have new revelations and insights into your being. Let yourself go towards sleep and rest while you're being revitalized. And you don't watch it that unless your mind is soft and kind and doesn't interfere with it. Sometimes watching with a mind that is too hard stops the process. Here we go. Now we're starting to build the light of the circle. And so, as this beautiful energy makes its way through our body and our field, we start to align along our central axis, our central core, the vertical center of our being. This vertical center is the foundation of sacred geometry within your being, the foundation of the toroidal flow between heaven and earth and between the root chakra and the crown chakra. It is your lifeline to source and to enlivening the physical realm. Allow your body to readjust according to the energy now. If you need to just stretch a little or soften a little, it's okay. It's okay to not be sitting perfectly straight, but to be sitting comfortably. Allowing the tension to flow out through the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet, the base of the spine, the back, the chest, the neck. And you're held up by that vertical axis. Everything else can feel like it's just flooding downward or flopping, releasing. And that's good. You're releasing. This is all tension that you're releasing that you've been holding. And as that's happening, as the more you release, the more the axis is able to come alive, be known, experienced, and it will keep you centered as you release all this tension and heavy energy. And as that axis is uncovered and revealed, it begins to spiral through your being. It's also the central channel of all the chakras, and that's a spiral action, but in a laser space. So in your wholeness, you can experience the release and the kind of letting out, exuding of all the tension, as well as the revealing of that central axis that supports you. So we're no longer being supported by the mind. We're being supported by your central energy that is always there. You can't be human without having this. How we were constructed. And when you go deeper into this vertical axis, it contains all the sacred geometry that creates the matrix of our being, as well as the fields of the chakras. And integrates our entire consciousness. I'll be quiet for a few moments here as you relax into this. The central axis is something you feel, experience, know. It's not something, or you have a vision of it, but you don't look at it with the mind. It won't be seen by the mind. It has to come through an intuitive knowing, sensing. And we're allowing the intuitive knowing to come front and center. And these days, sometimes the intuitive knowing is really crushed by the mind and the conditioning of the mind. So, giving space, which is what the next Monday night class is about, is freeing up the space to allow this wisdom, this intuitive knowing to actually live predominantly in your being. There is so much heavy energy covering our knowing, our divine reality, that we actually spend more time clearing and cleansing. And we need to spend more time doing that in order to be connected to that space within us. And notice that you're making space for quiet and calm. You may be having old history coming up or things that were disturbing to you coming up as you relax. I mean, that is one of the things that prevent us from sitting and becoming quiet is that old stuff comes up. And what do you do with it? So you allow all these thoughts and feelings to go into the reciprocal flow to be cleansed. And as we build this reciprocal flow, more stuff will come up to be cleansed. It's like that Drano commercial where they put the Drano down and you see that big blob of dark stuff, and then the Drano starts working on it, and then all of a sudden, clear, clean water can flush through the system and through the pipes. The same thing happens with us. And then our whole outlook on life changes, our possibilities change, our abilities change, our health changes. And practicing every day helps prevent a huge buildup. But like I said, our world is continually creating huge amounts of heavy energy these days, so we need a lot of Drano. And this is a foundational meditation. It's something you do in addition to your exercise, your yoga, your tai chi, or whatever tradition you practice. This is universal, natural, non-tradition based. So as we cleanse and clear vertical toroidal field, a field of energy flows up, fountains up around the top, circulates around us 360 degrees, flows all the way down to the base of our feet and below the earth and back up and around, just like you see a fountain in a lake. That's continually circulating energy. And as it's circulating, it's cleansing, clearing, and cleaning, and revitalizing. It also activates the root chakra kundalini in a balanced way to activate the infinite divine wisdom, power, and love within you. That was placed in the root chakra, the great feminine goddess Kundalini, is the vibrational equivalent of Mother Earth and the great goddess, the heart of the mother. It's natural to you, but you do need skillful training on how to work with the energy. And the one part of our body that we're never allowed to go to in public is the root chakra. It's been in the density of our times, obliterated the awareness and beautiful consciousness of what we were born with. With our divinity within, placed in that root chakra. Everything that you believe or think about God, divinity, source exists in that root chakra. And so, to make that available to you, we're working with the greater feminine energies, with Mother Earth. And through resonating with her, we resonate and vibrate to life the energies of the root chakra. And the goddess within us. So we're working from the feminine perspective. And the feminine always embraces totality. Always includes the masculine from the point of view of reciprocity, wholeness, and dynamism. So, as that energy activates, we're activating on several dimensions here. So, we have the central axis of the sacred circle activated and flowing. We are surrounded by a greater toroidal field of golden light that gives access to higher and higher frequency, more refined intelligence, consciousness. We have our connection to Mother Earth. Reestablished, and we're circulating the chi that grows trees, that grows flowers, that grows grass, and generates worms and microbes through our body to regenerate our body. And we're also enlivening the beautiful wisdom, divinity within us in a harmony, in a harmonious way. I'll be quiet for a few moments again. Again, soften the mind. Shift back into sensing and feeling. It's more of a dream-like state. Or open, spacious, flowing. And you may be so exhausted from life that this is the first chance you get to have a deep rest, and that's beautiful too. And your body's vitality might be so low that you just need to fill up from the pump. So our consciousness has this vertical axis. It also has a horizontal axis through each of the chakras. Front to back and flowing forward around you, around the back and coming in through the back and creating a continuous flow so that the picture the flower of life with all those circles in it. When all the chakras are flowing along the vertical axis and the horizontal axis, it creates multiple circles and sacred geometry starts to become evident in our being. And the beautiful practices of yoga, tai chi, and spiritual movement really help activate and balance these. So you start to have a multidimensional sense of yourself, which also includes a sense of the totality. And rest again. And the mind is always curious. The mind always wants to know. We have to let our mind know that it will experience this when it merges and resonates with these greater frequencies, that it has to allow itself to become part of a whole and no longer remain separate. See, this theme of separation just pervades our culture. When the mind merges with the full flow of energy, it knows. It knows exactly what it wants to know. It comes as insight. And then it's more at peace than it's ever been. The judgments cease, the negative perceptions quiet down, the fears are allayed. And you return to your integrated wholeness. And I call this ground zero. We have to get to this place within our being before we can expand to even know greater realities. The greater realities of the celestial beings that exist, the all-pervading aliveness of existence beyond the material realm. To know ourselves in a completely different way. Beyond the conditioning, beyond the limited beliefs of the material realm. Maybe you can feel the cells of your body starting to explode with light and energy. Maybe some of the muscles are starting to twitch and release. Maybe the crown chakra is now illuminated, or your heart is illuminated, and the throat, third eye, diaphragm, navel, and root chakras are starting to explode with consciousness and light. And they'll seek harmony. As soon as they're activated, everything within you seeks harmony. That's the way of the higher consciousness. But you have to give it space and an opportunity to do that. Now ask yourself if you're only aware of the tension right now or something that you feel like you're not doing. Allow the mind to soften again and experience your lighter side, your lighter flow. Don't let the mind create a barrier to your connection. Remember reciprocity, flow. Possibility, freshness. There's pressure, soften the mind, feel your seat, feel your feet, feel the sphere of your being in flow. Maybe feel the central axis. The toroidal field, the fountaining of your consciousness, the descent of light into the center of that fountain, harmonizing with your being, expanding more powerfully the flow of your being. And don't let it be divided into separate parts by the mind. And we'll rest in this. We try to create a world based on disconnected thoughts. And when we reconnect, we find out that we are being created continuously. We are both the creator and the created. And that's only possible through wholeness to know that. So we're coming to the end of the session. Doesn't mean you have to end your experience. It means you can continue as long as you like. If anyone has a question or comment, you can unmute yourself and share with us. I'm open for questions or any way I can help. Okay, well, thank you for gathering and creating this beautiful space together. Recording will be up on the class description page of the website probably by tomorrow. And check out the new class starting Monday night if you're interested. And I wish you many blessings and an exciting, beautiful life. Namaste.
Namaste.